All right. Praise the Lord. Did you have something you want to share too?
Well, I had a testimony.
Another one? Well, good. Share. Please share.
So we had some financial stuff, which actually I talked to you about.
Yeah. You're right.
Had a couple big hits this week. And I know that they're done. But anyway, so I was feeling distressed about it on Friday. Frustrated with myself for being stressed. And then I got yelled at the grocery store for going the wrong way.
Whoopsie.
I started crying at the grocery store. And I just was like, I'm mad at myself for not being more faithful. I couldn't leave the store because I was crying. I just couldn't stop crying. I went and stood with the wine, which I don't drink wine, but I'm standing there like, my head in the corner. I thought, this is not the posture of a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that was their dishwasher failed on Thursday. And so I had gone to look at them on Friday, and they were just so expensive because of COVID, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we're not really doing sales, and it was just, like, frustrating. So then, but then today I went back, Jackson and I, and the price had gone up from yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
And I just thought, no. And I heard, ask. And so, you know, asking me, well, you will receive. Anyway, so then I did, and the guy said no. He said, well, can we just talk to the manager? He was just here 12 hours ago, $100 cheaper. Anyway, and then that was a no, he wasn't going to ask. And then I asked another person that was on the next aisle. And then they said, well, we'll be able to give you, we'll meet you halfway. And then a third person happened to walk over. We're standing at this dishwasher, and he said, oh, we talked to him, and I asked him, too, do you think there's any way? And he said, you know what, I've got something better for you. And so he took me over to a floor model that they had just removed, and it was a $1,200 dishwasher that I got for $700. It was more than $780, and he said, you know what, I'll even give it to you for $750.
Hmm.
So it was like, just, so I yesterday, when the dishwasher went out, I prayed and asked that there would be a floor model available because I knew it would be so much cheaper. And there were hardly any dishwashers on the whole floor that were cheaper than that. And I felt so blessed, and so I said to the guy, I prayed and asked for a floor model. God is good. And he'll answer your prayer.
Wow, that's awesome.
I was like, so excited. And I ended up praying for that guy because after spending the afternoon with him, he told me he was a believer. And it was just such a great thing.
So, good.
And I reflected the Lord in
the good. Anybody else have testimony?
Amen.
Anybody else have anything they want to share? Yeah, this week I was talking with a guy, and he was just sharing with me how good God was to him, and we got into a conversation. He didn't know I was a believer, you know, anything. He didn't know, but we just started talking, and he's like, you know what? God is so good to me. He has provided every need for me, even when I was sometimes not faithful to him. He always provided my needs. I always paid for things in cash, and just how God was just always just so good to him, you know, provide all of his needs. He says he was retiring, and we were talking, and he says, I've never taken a loan for anything, like ever. Like, God has always provided cash for me, for anything I've ever bought. And so it was a huge testimony. And so, you know, it's just how good God is. And so anyway, you know, it was just, you know, that there are people out there. And, you know, it's just a testimony, just all this COVID junk going on, people losing their jobs to get a better job during the COVID. You know, it's just, it doesn't make sense. And you know what? We don't have to make sense because God's ways are higher than our ways. And sometimes we just sit back and don't really understand why things are the way they are. And so it's good. Amen. And I just want to say a few things about Gary, too. You know, there in Timothy, it says, Timothy 5:17, it says, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of what? Double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture says, Thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treads on the corn, out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. And so anybody labors in, you know, I, Gary and I were actually ushers at Rhema. You know, we actually ushered together at Rhema back in the day when we were going through Rhema. So, you know, it's been a while. So anyway, we just appreciate him. We appreciate all of you, the work that you do. And I think the main thing is, too, is just so many times that in this day and age that people, they're missing out on so much. You know, I know Gary has so many testimonies and so many things that his experiences and what God has done for him and his revelation and on the Word and things like that is because he stayed planted where God put him. And there's too many people that are hopping from church to church and wanting to do this, wanting to do this. And we even get calls from people that are like, can you help me with this? Can you help me with this? And it's like, well, where's your pastor at? What, you know, well, you would help us with this. I'm like, well, yeah, maybe we have an understanding of this certain subject. But again, it's too many people. They want to bounce around and do so many things. And I want to go over to this church and do this thing. And I want to do this church over here and blah, blah, blah. And it's get grounded. Get planted and be faithful. You know, the Bible's clear about, you know, he's not going to give you your own unless you're faithful in another man's vision. So, you know, faithfulness is very important, and people are drawn to people with strength that are solid, that are, you know, just they want to be around those kind of people. And so, anyway, Gary and Deb are just fantastic people, and we appreciate them, and we appreciate all of you that have put your hand to something. Amen. That you do something for the Lord all the time, and it does not go unnoticed. You know, I remember, and this bears witness with me, but just in Mary Baxter talking about going to heaven and the Lord, and it was angels that took her to church services, that there would be multiple angels there at the time. They would write down who gave. They record what kind of heart condition while you gave. They recorded everything the preacher spoke about. I mean, they recorded everything, and I believe they're here now. And so, you know, everything that we do is going to echo for an eternity, our faithfulness and what we put our hand to. Amen. And I think that's something that we don't talk enough about is just faithfulness, you know. And again, we're in a strange time right now where, you know, we're just coming out of the COVID junk and everything. And a lot of us we're trying to get things back to normal. But the main thing is we still need to be faithful. Yeah, because again, we're not doing this just for people. We're doing this under the Lord. You know, Adrian and I spent 7 years as children's pastors. And, you know, every time I got up there, that's how I cut my teeth to preach and to speak in front of people was I did it in front of kids, right? I did it in college and other, but my point is the how I developed came from those things, right? And that's why the Bible says don't despise small beginnings, because that's where you form and you develop. And too many people despise the small beginnings, and then they're not there for the big blessing that God comes and delivers or brings their way. Amen. Well, let's turn to Acts chapter 3. I'm just going to share a few thoughts tonight. I don't want to pray for our president. I want to pray for our country. I want to pray for some things. But, you know, the Lord is just dealing with me on some things this week that I've been meditating on. Just as believers, I think that I kind of came out of me earlier, but I've been meditating on this too. You know, I believe, let's look here at Acts chapter 3, let's start in verse 1 through 6. And it says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. So we've got, Peter and John, they're going up for a prayer meeting. Jesus had died, rose from the dead. The day of Pentecost had come. And now, verse 2, it says, a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they had laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask for alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask for alms. Then Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. Verse 5, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. So the man asked for alms, and he got legs. Right? But you don't like that one, huh? All right, never mind. It was a tough crowd here today. All right. This is rough. But the main thing I want to focus on is Peter and John going into prayer service. And this gets into the whole, you know, it says Peter, you know, verse 6, Peter said, silver and gold have I none. Now, people stop there and they say, see, the apostles didn't have any money. They were broke. And they become, you know, this scripture for poverty or whatever. This has nothing to do with it. All right? This has nothing to do with it. The next part of this is where the meat and potatoes is at. It says, but such as I have. What do they have? See, that's the key. We're not focused on what they don't have. See, their poverty, and they weren't this, and they were that, and that prosperity message is, oh, blah, 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 blah. Okay, stop it. It's about Peter and John are focusing on what? What they have. What is it that they have? And then he says here, in the name of Jesus Christ, right? So they got the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What? Rise up and walk. Let me ask you this. Can I ask you something? Was Peter and John any more born again than you are? Were they any more born again than you are? Does Jesus love them any more than you? No, right? No. So last time I checked, when we get to heaven, if we're all born again, now, again, there are certain rewards and things, but at this point, Peter and John are no more saved than you and I, right? So the Spirit of God, how many of you, well, let me ask you this. See, because Peter and John are talking about, and Peter is saying, look on me, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. So if you had something, let me ask you this. How many of us are actively seeking the presence? You know, Mr. Gary was talking about this just now, right? Let me ask you this. You lose your cell phone, what are you going to do? Right? Right? You're walking up the road. What? Whoa. I lost my cell phone, right? So what are you going to do? Okay, guys, somebody took my cell phone, and I got to find it right now, or I'm going to freak out. Right? So, I mean, we got mattresses flipping over. You know, we got seats flying out of cars. We got clothes in closets. What? Right, because, or your purse or your wallet, right? You got your debit card and your cash in there, right? Let's say you go out to eat afterwards and all of a sudden you got your, you leave your wallet there on the table and then you get outside, right? You're out of the restaurant, you're going out to eat, and then all of a sudden you get in the car and you get about a block and you're like, I'll just leave it there. No, what are you going to do? Oh, my. What are you? You're going back, right? You're going in there. I left a wallet in here. Did you see it? Anybody? Did somebody grab it? Why? You're freaking out. Why are we like that when we don't sense the presence? Just saying. Just saying. You know, we should be get up in the morning and you know, the Holy Spirit. It's not like, you know, we go for days and not talk to the Holy Spirit, right? We wouldn't go days without our cell phone, would we? I'm preaching myself here, you know, right? We'll turn to look this way, all right? I don't want to catch anybody's eye right now. But the point is, we wouldn't walk out the house without our cell phone, would we? And we wouldn't walk out the house without our wallet or debit card or something in case we needed a meal or gas or something like that, right? We always have those things with us. And you know, here's Peter and John. They didn't have silver, they didn't gold, they didn't have their wallet with them. You know, I always like to think of this scripture, they didn't have their wallet with them, they didn't have their cell phone with them, they didn't have their wallet with them, they didn't have those things, and they were cool, right? But they were like, we're not really concerned about the money deal, we're not really concerned about the cell phone, we're not really concerned about those things, I don't have that stuff with me right now, but let me tell you what I do have, right? And then we can get all these, you know, goofy people, they're like, well, you know, he's Peter, they're John, and they're, you know, they're apostles of the Lamb, and they're this and this and this and this and this. Yeah, but we're all born again, right? I mean, we're all children of God. There's no stepchildren in the kingdom. There's no grand There's no grandkids in the kingdom. It's just, we're all directly with Jesus, right? We are all joint heirs, like Romans says, we're all joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So there is nothing. So here's my thing. Every time we pray, we're going to spend some time, just a few minutes praying tonight. When we pray, acknowledge what is in us. Peter acknowledged and John acknowledged, hey, I don't have this stuff with me, but I'm telling you what I do have. And then we have the guts to run and go, I don't know where God's at. I just feel like God's a million miles away from me. Well, because you're not recognizing those things. You know, interesting thing was when I was listening to a guy, one of the guys I was, Jim Hockaday, which is, he taught in prayer school at Rhema when I was there. And then there's Leanne that was there. She was teaching too while I was in prayer school, and sometimes I go to healing school. But anyway, they were talking about their, and Jim was talking about, because he and Chris D'Amico are good friends. And I remember spending time with Chris D'Amico. When he would spend time with Chris D'Amico, he said Chris would always see things in the spirit. And meaning, he didn't see things often in the spirit until he got around him and started praying in the spirit with him. And then he'd see things in the spirit, right? Well, I remember myself being in meetings with Chris, and I'd see angels, and I'd see things too. What is it? It's not because of Chris or anything else. It's because of our expectation, right? You know, him talking about, Jim Hockaday talking about being around Brother Hagin and seeing the glory. I remember being in prayer school with Jim Hockaday, and Jim would say, well, the glory's coming in right now. I'm like, I don't see nothing, right? I mean, you know, I'm like, what? You know, and Jim would be like, oh, man, it's so heavy in here. I can't even hardly see or breathe. It's just the glory's coming in the cloud. Can you see it? And I'm like, no, I don't. Well, what happens is, again, that what's on him, right? The such as I have, he has those manifestations. He has that because he's becoming more and more sensitive to the Holy Spirit, right? And so the interesting thing was, again, I've had an experience when I was about 11 or 12 where it was very personal. I've never talked about it before. The Lord, he and I had an experience then. I never even talked about it. But I was being, that night I was being baptized in the Holy Spirit, right? So the Holy Spirit was beginning to come on me. I've never experienced anything like that before. And I think I've talked about this too. I had a youth lady that she was older at the time. Of course, you know, anybody over like 25 and teenager is like old, you know. It's like, oh my gosh, she's 26 years old. Oh, that's old, you know. And so, but she was a grandmother and, you know, little bun, you know, that was, of course, 30 some years ago, 40 years ago, but anyway, or 30 some years ago. And she's talking about having these experiences with angels and an angel touch her face and everything. And I think I've talked about this before and I'd freak out. Like, that is crazy. This lady is schizophrenic or something. I don't know what this lady's on, but I just thought it was crazy. But again, it is like the scripture talks about, what do you have? Do you have the Holy Spirit? Are you sensitive to the Holy Spirit? So when I became baptized in the Holy Spirit, Andrew and I got married. We started going to Jubilee with Pastor Bill, and I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I began to have experiences like never. Why? Because number one, I was hungry for it. Number two, the Holy Spirit. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. And number three, I was becoming more sensitive to what the Holy Spirit and the hunger level. So what is it we're depending upon? Are we depending upon the things, right? Well, I got to watch this person. And I got to be honest with you. I don't really watch a lot of other ministers a lot. I get in that and I just pray, you know, and I listen to some things, you know, and I like listening to the boring folks like Charles Capps and Brother Hagin, and, you know, I'm not a real, you know, one of the new whoa guys, you know, and I listen to those things, and Adrian shares some things with me, and I'll listen to them like, that's interesting, that bears witness with me. But again, what it comes back down to is the word is the word is the word is the word, right? I mean, well, this new minister, he's great and he's awesome. Well, that's great. I mean, the word's been around for about 2,000 years now. So it hasn't changed, right? Other than maybe some translations, okay? Or, you know, some new versions, some NIV and everything else too. But that thing's been the same since thousands of years. So that word hasn't changed at all. So, you know, we can get the new latest greatest, and there's nothing wrong with so-and-so, brother so-and-so, and prophet so-and-so, and whatever. But it all comes down to, does it bear witness, and does it line up with the word of God? And are you pressing into it? Are you aware of that such as I have, give I thee? Right? And I think a lot of these ministers are all the same. They're stating too that you've got to press into the Holy Ghost and hear that. But when we're in this world right now, and I believe this, that I was just meditating and praying. Anyway, just to get back to what I was talking about. You know, you see Peter, and he's with Jesus, and he's real cocky, and he's like, hey, you know, this and that. Jesus calls him the rock, and then he calls him the devil. You know, that's got to be real confident booster on that one, right? And so, but you see Peter doing, but you know, he's one of 11. He's the guy, I mean, it's just like, Jesus, let me come out. I mean, he's running. He's walking on the water. I haven't walked on water yet. Have you? No. Haven't done it yet. Now, January I can. But, you know, I get real spiritual in January, February, you know, when the lake's all frozen. And look at me. I'm walking on water. But besides that, but when Jesus died, and see, Peter was always around the presence of God. Peter was always around the such as I have, give I thee, right? Jesus of Nazareth. He was with Jesus day and night all the time. When Jesus went to the cross, and then he wavered, right? But when the Holy Spirit came, he recognized that presence again, and it gave him confidence. He recognized that Spirit, the Holy Spirit, because Jesus said there in John chapter 14 and John 16, I'm going to send you another comforter. I'm going to send you a paraclete, which is the Greek word for one that comes alongside. Exactly like me. Exactly like me. The Holy Spirit is going to think like Jesus. He's going to talk like Jesus. He's going to sound like Jesus. He's going to do what Jesus says. I mean, Jesus did what the Father said. He said what the Father said. He thought the way the God said, right? So the Father tells Jesus, Jesus tells the Holy Spirit, and they're all three in one. So Peter recognizes that same Spirit on Jesus now is in and upon him, and Peter recognizes, he goes, such as I have, what? Give I thee. And so, you know, why are we going around all the time going, oh, I just wish Jesus to do something, I wish Jesus to do something, I wish Jesus to do something? He's in us. He's in us. So, you know, and so many times when we go to prayer, people will call, well, can you pray for me? Yeah, I'll be happy to pray for you. That's fine, right? What about you? You know, that's what we'll tell the girls all the time. They're like, Daddy, you pray for me? Okay, well, can you pray? Yeah. Well, then you do it, right? I'm always happy to pray for them. Yeah, I'll pray for them. Why? Because it's getting them, getting you, getting all of us to have confidence to approach God, right? We're not, priests are gone. We don't need priests anymore. Don't tell the Catholics that. But don't tell that. Don't tell them I said that. Well, my pastors, yeah, don't need priests anymore. Well, we don't, because priests were only to come to minister to God on behalf of the people, and the prophets were there for God to minister to the people on behalf of him. So we don't need to go to a priest anymore to offer sacrifices. Jesus did that. That's his ministry right now, is he still has a ministry. You know, we think about that too, where Jesus, well, you know, Jesus is like Jesus up there, you know, popping cherries, and he's popping grapes, and he's floating around little chubby cherubs on clouds, and you know, they're just doing little fun things, and Jesus is all kicked back and everything. No, Jesus still has a ministry that right now. It's called interceding for you and for me. And that's why everything, we were just talking about this today, you know. They were, the girls were talking about, you know, some of the kids at school. Well, they don't say in the name of Jesus. Well, that's our gateway, is the name of, just like he said right there, the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, what? Rise up and walk. It's because the name of Jesus is the gateway into the throne room. He is still our prophet, priest, and king. Jesus is. Jesus is still our priest. We go to. We can't go to God without Jesus, even still. It's because of Jesus. It's because of his blood and the payment and what he did on the cross, died, went to hell, rose from the dead there in Ephesians 3rd chapter, the 4th chapter, and then he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and then the blood is presented at the mercy seat, which is where God's at. And that, because of that, now we can go in. Amen? Yeah. So my point is that anytime we're going to go to prayer, we need to be confident. We need to be confident that God hears us, right? Let's read that before we start spending a few minutes praying. Man, this is good stuff, isn't it? Woo-wee! We need to get stirred up a little bit here. Pastor Randy in Panora was like, I said, what do you want me to preach on Sunday? He goes, I don't know. He goes, just come loaded for bear. I'm like, all right. I'm there, man. Let's do this. First John 5:14-15, and it says, and this is the confidence we have in him. Guys, we've got to have confidence. See, the devil and the world system is all about breaking down your confidence so that you're just puny, little wimpy Christian. You're not going to expect anything. You're going to crawl back in your hole. No, this is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Guess what? We have confidence. We ask God for anything. And if it's according to will, he's going to back us up. Thank you for that snort and that little grunt and those three belly growls. Verse 15, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we desired of him. Now, this is the prayer of faith. I understand it. You're like, well, this prayer, Pastor Brand, that's the prayer of faith and everything. But what it does, it builds our confidence that we go to him, right? It's trying to get us to say we have faith. What's the most offensive thing to God? Of course, he hates sin. But one of the biggest things that he hates the most is not having faith in him, right? I mean, he issued there in Deuteronomy a bill of divorcement to the Israelites. He's like, I am tired of this garbage, right? I mean, what else do you people want from me? I just split the Red Sea. You just walked with all the gold from Egypt. I split the Red Sea. Now I've... You know, you've gone to Jericho. I basically dropped the walls down. I mean, defeated all of your enemies. They're all scared of you. What else do you want from me? And you still don't believe? Right? No. Let's just pray right now. Amen? I just want to spend a few. And then, guys, remember, just say this. Greater is he that's in me
that's
in the world.
And
I want to read that also in book of our Acts. We just read. I want to pull that up, and it says, such as I have, everybody say, such as I have, give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. So let's just spend a few minutes praying right now. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. God, we recognize the Spirit in and upon us. Lord, we are not orphans like the Bible says, but tonight, we have the Lion of Judah on the inside. We thank you, Lord, that Lion of praise, the Lion of worship, Lord. God, we come before you. First of all, Lord, we pray for this church, Lord. We thank you for a new facility. God, we thank you that people are drawn here in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we are hungry. We are hunger and thirst after righteousness. But Lord, we thank you that we are seeing the harvest come in, Lord, like never before. We thank you, Lord, right now. We pray for the church universally, Lord God. Those who believe in you, Jesus. Those who are like-minded believers with the same Spirit upon them that we have, Lord God. We pray, Lord, right now that their needs are met. Lord, we thank you that the church is rising up like never before. There is great boldness in the church like never before. The body of Christ, we declare it, Lord. We come before you. We proclaim the name of Jesus will be proclaimed. We thank you that the devil and the enemy is defeated. Lord God, it's under our feet. We are victorious. We thank you that your bride, which is going to be presented holy unto you, but your bride is rising up as bold as a lion, Lord God. We thank you. We pray for our president and the first lady and for those in the cabinet and those senators, Lord God, and all those people that have contacted the COVID. Lord, we pray for them, Lord, right now, that your healing power is working in their body right now in the name of Jesus, that there is healing going into their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for giving our president strength, Lord God. Strength, Lord God, and his body is recovering right now in the name of Jesus. We declare it. Lord God, we pray for our nation. We pray for our Congress and our Senate, Lord God, and also for the Supreme Court, Lord God, that you're bringing godly men and women into those areas right now in the name of Jesus. We also pray for our nation, Lord God, that would be filled with a godly person in the Supreme Court, Lord Jesus. We thank you for it. Lord, we also pray for Roe vs. Wade, that evil verdict would come down. That evil, that curse that's been on this land for decades, it is broken in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare it. We declare that you are saving little lives in the name of Jesus. That is overturned in the name of Jesus. We declare it. We repent of our sins for this nation, Lord God. God, I ask you to forgive us of our sins for this nation and this world, Lord God. We declare that your Spirit is coming upon this nation like never before. And there's revival. There's an outpouring. There's a pouring out of your Spirit like never before on this nation. That the Spirit of joy, Spirit of peace, that the harvest is coming in. You said in the Matthew chapter 9 that to pray, ye therefore, Lord of the harvest, to send forth laborers. We pray for laborers right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, more laborers into this church. More laborers into this nation. Lord God, more laborers into the body of Christ, Lord God. Lord, that the more harvest is being brought forth, Lord God. More people being saved. More people being baptized in the Holy Spirit. More people being healed. More people being set free from addiction. More people being set free, Lord. More people hearing your voice. More people receiving the joy of the Lord. That is our strength, Lord God. More people that are brought forth to intercede, to pray. More prayer warriors, more intercessors, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. More people, more laborers to go out and reach out to people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare in this church, Lord God, more finances being poured out. More laborers being sent to us, Lord God. No, more facility coming, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for more faithful people that are coming, Lord God, that are putting their hands to the work of the ministry, Lord God. We also declare more praise and worship people, Lord God. Drummers and keyboard players and guitar players and singers and everything, Lord God. More musicians, Lord God. We also declare coming, Lord, youth leaders, Lord God, and Lord God, youth workers and more children's workers and nursery workers, Lord God. We declare it, Lord God. We declare more ushers, Lord God, more things that we need, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you that you supplied all of our needs according to riches and glory through Christ Jesus, Lord God. We declare it, Lord God, and we come against the enemy right now. We declare that you are not going to have your foothold on any person in this church, Lord God. Their bodies are whole in the name of Jesus. Lord, their finances are, we curse debt in the name of Jesus. That every person here is free from debt, Lord God. Lord God, we say that the more we're people in this church, there's going to be a trend of better jobs, better employment, more income coming in, Lord God. Business owners, Lord God, their businesses are multiplying in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for it, Lord God. Oh, we praise you. Oh, God, we pray for witty inventions in the business areas, Lord God, for people in this church, Lord God. Witty inventions for this church, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, bless you, Lord. Blanke shekaramanda. Bless you, Lord. God, I thank you. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In this last outpouring, Lord, in the last outpouring, we're gonna see an outpouring of the healing revival, the charismatic renewal, the worship, the joy movement, Lord God. All of these things that have happened in the past, all of the moves of God are going to be combined and multiplied, Lord God, like never before in this last movement, Lord. Yes. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you that the gifts of the Spirit are operating like never before in this church and in the body of Christ, Lord, through all of us, Lord God. Because we have the revelation of such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Well, it's just good to just be encouraged. Amen. Good that just to, for us to recognize that God is with us. He hasn't forsaken us. We're not little orphans, but we are sons and daughters of royalty. Amen. Sons and daughters of royalty. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I was watching years ago, and we'll close with this. Years ago, I saw this where they were doing blood samples on people who were born again, and something changed to the blood when they got born again. There was something physically changed with people when they got born again. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. That there were some things. And also, too, I've read multiple things, but that there was when you pray in the Spirit, the part of the brain that controls your language is shut off, and it's not you. People are like, well, is that me? Is that me? No, the part of the brain that controls your language, like I'm talking now, your brain is firing in that area, and while you're talking, when you pray in tongues, that portion shuts off. It's not active, which is very interesting. So, you know, we're actually praying in the Spirit. Corinthians says we pray not unto men, but unto God. It also says there that we know not what we pray, but we speak, right? So, you know, there's just, and people, well, that's just weird. That's just crazy. No, it's God's awesome way of in you being able to shift gears and to pray out things that we need prayed out that we don't have the comprehension for. Amen. Because you and I, we have very limited knowledge in our gray matter. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen to our kids at school. We don't know what's going to happen to the job. We don't know what the future is going to hold. Nobody could have predicted this COVID thing, right? I mean, I don't think really any of us saw it coming, but God did. And we can pray out plans. Amen. We can pray out things that we need to be prayed out. Amen. Praise God. Well, anyway, I love you all. Next Sunday, not tomorrow, but obviously next Sunday, I'll be in Panora. If you want to come, that'll be great. We will text you or send you some information, but it's going to be good. Amen. I'm excited. So have a great week, everybody. Hey, can I have something
over there? Yes.
I feel bad because of what Emily and Kate said about me. And we didn't have Bobby. So I want to leave you with a joke.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we got to have that. That's cool.
Number 6, so afraid of number 7. Because 7, 8, 9.
Oh, my gosh. And that's what they like. Yeah. We were not disappointed, Mr. Garrity. We were not disappointed.